The Fifth Dimension with the name of the song is Aquarius, but everybody calls it Let the Sun Shine In. And for once on a Tuesday morning, I hit the ball out of the park.
That's right.
Because Lynn Slonica's in the house, and I didn't open up with a prison song, a St. James Infirmary, or a song about drugs. Let the Sun Shine In.
I know, that was so nice.
See,
Phil.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Believe
Thank
me, that
you.
Was an accident.
Yeah, well, I know. I don't take it personally.
So Lynn is in the house, and as we all know, last night there was the candidates forum for the candidates running for the school board for Hudson.
Yeah.
And it was a big shamola.
Yeah, it was actually, it turned out to be a nice event. We had, the estimate in the paper was around 25. I think maybe it was closer to 35. We had people come in afterward. I had my back to the audience after the opening comments, so I don't really know how many people were there, but it was good. The questions, it was not a League of Women Voters event, but we followed their format and their rules. And so all the questions were posed by the audience. They were given a card when they came in, and they wrote down their questions and submitted them. And we had more questions than we had time, which is always a nice thing.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. We had a lot of overlap in a lot of areas. It was kind of interesting. That's interesting from a certain perspective to see what's on people's minds. There were very few questions about finance. A lot of questions around the issue of board responsibility and the board's ability to make decisions. There were questions about standardized testing. There were questions about the school-to-prison pipeline and restorative justice, and also a question about hiring of minority teachers. So I felt that it was a really well-rounded inquiry into how where people were coming from. There were five people, just so if people are unfamiliar with the race, there are five candidates for two seats on the Board of Ed. One is a full five-year term. That's the seat that's currently held by Tiffany Martin Hamilton, and she is running for re-election. The second seat is actually they will be filling out the term of former President Peter Morante, who resigned in April. They will be seated for a two-year term. And I think the way the rules go, the night of the election, which is next Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday, folks.
Next Tuesday. Immediately following the vote, whoever is the second runner-up in terms of number of votes will take that two-year term, and they will be immediately sworn. The person who would be taking Tiffany's seat, the five-year term, the top vote getter, will not be seated or will not be sworn until July 1st or shortly thereafter. So the candidates in alphabetical order: Jacqueline Rose Bruntfield, Joseph E. Carr, Scott D. DeMonda, and Tiffany, of course, and Lynn E. Lee. Jacqueline is a young woman. She has a four-year-old child. She's been an education reporter, and she's involved in the Promise Neighborhood Initiative. She's also part of the reading mentoring program. Joe Carr is he's a retired district employee. He was a custodian at the high school for 35 years. He retired in 2010. He comes from a well-known Hudson family. And Scott DeMonda is a retired corrections officer. He is a graduate of Hudson High. He graduated in the mid-80s. And he now, in retirement, is running a couple of businesses. He's in a mixed martial arts business, and I think he does some online magazine work. And Tiffany has been on the board now for a year. She was born and raised in Hudson, left for a period of time, lived in Los Angeles, and just recently came back. She's the mother of two young children as well. And Lynn Lee is soon to retire as of June 30th. She will retire as a longtime science teacher at Hudson High School. She lives in Greenport. She's one of, a small group of teachers, really, that actually live and work in the district.
Were there any stark differences between the candidates' positions?
Not really. I mean, that's something that in John Mason's story, in the Reg, he points out early on that there weren't any real stark differences. There were some interesting threads that went through the conversation. One of them was about the need for vocational training, vocational education from a lot of people. I think some of it was a resistance to the standardized testing and the increased academic rigor that the state was demanding. At one point, Lynn Lee, who's the teacher, declared that it was time for the Second American Revolution and that people needed to complain to Albany about standardized testing, also about teacher evaluation systems, the so-called unfunded mandates that the schools are struggling with right now. And the other theme that was a little disturbing was the idea that poverty breeds ignorance.
I heard that was when I was editing the responses. Folks will hear that response on the 12 o'clock news.
On the news, yeah, that was really kind of interesting to me and a little alarming. And you know that these forums are great because you know it is an opportunity to ask people questions cold, and that's not an easy thing for people to do. I do want to say that I give people a lot of credit for participating and being willing to answer just cold questions without any kind of prep. But there's no opportunity for follow-up and to sort of get people to refine or to better explain what they mean by certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some of those things that there were those moments last night when it would have been nice if it, you know, that's when I miss a one-on-one kind of interview situation, because then you can actually ask people more close to explain more clearly what they're thinking. But
I wasn't quite sure that answer was meant to come out that way, but it certainly didn't come out very well.
Right. And education, I don't have an issue with that, but I do. Those things always make me nervous because it's a question, and this is my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question of who makes those decisions for the child. If it's a matter of somebody sorting and pushing kids in one way or the other because they don't believe that they have the ability to, you know, okay, so you can't be a mathematician, why don't you become a mechanic kind of thing, that always made, there's guidance and there's support and then there's tracking and control. And the other part of it is, as I pointed out to some friends last night afterward, you know, when my parents graduated from high school, which was, I had older parents, they graduated in the 1930s, they graduated with the equivalent of what is today a liberal arts degree. They were very well educated
right.
when they came out of high school. And that's really my ideal for what I want to see for young people in the future, is that they come out with a very high level of education, and then they can decide what they want to do on their own. And there's nothing wrong with a mechanic being able to read literature.
Exactly.
Or read history or do high-level mathematics.
It's that cubbyholing that I think that people have a problem with, because that kind of training can lead to a lot of success.
Absolutely.
Heck, you can own your own business. You can become as successful being a mechanic or an air conditioner repairman as anyone else. But I think what happens is in society we tend to cubbyhole different occupations.
Well, yes, and to assume that by, you know, if you want to be a plumber, that means that you don't need to be as well-rounded. Kind of silly. Yeah, plumbers, man. Every kid should become a plumber. Study plumbing. That's a great thing to fall back on.
Try to go without one.
There you go. That's right. So it's interesting. I also find it interesting that last year there, you know, the voter turnout was rather low. That was another point I was going to make today. In the Hudson District, and I know this was true pretty much across the board, except maybe in Germantown, where they had their issues with their budget last year. But last year in Hudson, only 357 people voted in the city of Hudson. In the total election throughout, that includes Livingston, Stockport, Greenport, Claverick, and Hudson, a total of 1,300 people came out. And that's out of more than 9,000 registered voters. And there was really no board race. And they were just coming off the year before when people really felt disenfranchised about the board's decision to impose their almost 10% tax levy increase.
That got a lot of attention.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it kind of crushed people a bit, and they thought it was futile to vote. But this year, it's real interesting because there's relatively little conversation around the budget in Hudson. It's all about the board race. And there's a lot of conversation about lack of transparency, decision making. The subtext to all of this, of course, one of the issues is the situation with the high school principal still being on paid suspension.
Did that come up?
Not in so many words, but it was behind some of the statements that were made. Tiffany Martin Hamilton did make a point of emphasizing how important confidentiality was in the board decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, there were a couple of people, including Lynn Lee, who said that, you know, as an employee, half the time she doesn't know what's going on, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know what the board is doing or why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And people will approach her, whether they be parents, students, and she can't provide an answer. So I thought that was interesting, that sort of insider perspective, because you don't really hear, teachers will speak to you one-on-one, but to say something like that in public, that's unusual.
I honestly thought that subject would hit the fan, but it that's interesting.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the Hudson way. You know? people don't speak directly to these things. It's kind of, yeah, it's a cultural thing.
Okay, all right.
Other places they yell and scream. In Hudson, they don't.
Are you kidding me? Well, you came from, you know, Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There would have been chairs.
Yeah, oh, I know. Exactly.
Look out for that chair.
Yeah, I know.
And we have more of these forums coming up, do we not?
Yes, that's right. You could almost call this Forum Week on WGXE. Yeah, actually tonight, a very interesting race over in Caro-Durham. It's the same time slot. We played the Hudson, or we broadcast the Hudson Forum last night, 6:30 to 8. That is a League of Women Voters event. And co-sponsored by WGXC. It will be broadcast live from the Carroll Library, so if anybody wants to attend in person, they will follow a similar process where questions are taken from the audience and moderated. And that is actually, that should be a very interesting conversation. There are two seats up over there, and there are two incumbents running, and three new people, a total of five. And at the heart of that conversation is all about the kindergarten through five realignment. For people who are unfamiliar with that, they are through a succession of steps. The board made the decision that they were going to implement a Princeton plan, where they would split the elementary level, take all of the kids district-wide in grades K through 2 and put them in the Durham Elementary School, and all of the kids district-wide in grades 3 through 5 will go to Caro Elementary. And there's a lot of concern about that. Transportation, of course, because it's a relatively large rural district, putting little kids on the bus and going either way if you live in Durham or in Caro, and they're going up the hill and all of that. And there are some concerns about the educational issues around splitting up K-2 from 3-5 sort of creates what they call in education a silo effect. You know, you don't have that continuity.
And there's a lot of consternation going on. There's some people that don't want this to happen.
Absolutely. And there are people who are tying the budget vote to this realignment plan.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And since how long ago was that? Maybe the first of the year. There is an organized group of people that have been approaching residents, asking them to sign a pledge not to support the budget until the realignment issue was readdressed.
Well, as you know, I'm always looking for something juicy, so yeah. Tonight should be a little bit interesting if that subject comes up.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. And here again, you have people who are talking about larger issues of transparency, about decision making, about community buy-in and engagement, a total lack of discussion with the community over this decision before it was made. And they've tried to repair things a bit by doing some retroactive conversation, but it really won't have an effect on the end result. It sounds like they are going to move forward and implement this plan. So,
no, it should make for an interesting meeting, because yeah. I assume that the board members are going to have to come down on one side or the other, correct?
Yeah. Well, I think the people who are on the current board members have all stood by that decision, and they've said more than once that they were not going to reconsider implementation.
RR.
Yeah. So let's see what happens. But yeah, it should be very good. So I highly recommend it. The other forum that's happening this week, we are not going to broadcast this live, but we are going to record it for later broadcast, is in Greenville. That's Thursday night at 7:00. Their forum is happening, and we will have that later in the week, either in whole or in part. And of course, if we do record it, the entire thing will be on our archive, but we'll probably excerpt portions and then run it. I think we're thinking about the afternoon show, or Shanika has some ideas there, our program director. So stay tuned for that.
Right, this and where? WGXE! WGXE!
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
We're not fooling around.
Yeah. No, this is exciting. I think this has sort of been a test. We've really never done this before on at least multiple. I don't know that. Have they ever? No, I don't think we've ever done a candidate forum quite like this.
Not quite like this one.
Yeah.
Not quite like this one, where we were in there with the and by the way, the moderator was our very own Lynn Slonica.
Yeah, that I'd never done that before. Yeah, that was kind of fun, actually.
I thought you were pretty cool.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're firm.
Yeah.
But genteel.
Thank you. I think some people were a little nervous about me having the mic.
See,
they didn't know what I would ask.
That's right.
Actually, I'm not as evil as people think I am.
Be glad I didn't have that mic.
I know. Oh, that's true.
Where is he?
Yeah, and I have to say, it was very nice to have the Register Star there covering the event.
All right.
I'm sure the Daily Mail will be there. I'm guessing the Daily Mail will be there tonight, but it's very nice to have our brothers in media there covering what we're doing. And John Mason did a fine job. David Lee took some pictures. It was very nice.
That's what I'm talking about. WGXE on the ball.
That's right.
Taking care of business. I was really hyped up about this morning. So we'll have our little excerpts, and of course on our website you can hear the whole darn thing.
That's right. And I am Monday. I intend to have by Monday to have a page on our news blog that will give a rundown of all of the basics on these races in both counties, and we will include links to these forums and sort of like your general resource for Tuesday's elections. They are Tuesday. Most run from noon to 9, some 1 to 9, and I think there are a couple. I think Ichabod Crane might open their polls early, like maybe 9 or 10. I'll check on that.
And we'll have all that information for. Yeah. And one more important thing, Lynn. Tell everybody once again why, if I'm a 21-year-old, and I have a maybe I'm engaged, and I work over at one of the farms, and I come to you and I go, what do I care about a school voter? I don't have any kids. What do you say?
Well, I would say...
Work on your English.
That's right. No, seriously, school is the center, if not the heart, of every community. It's everybody's business, whether you have a child in the district or whether you, you know, because certainly in a small town, you know someone or you could be related to someone who works for the district and has children in the district. The future of our community is dependent on our schools. That is what will ultimately determine our ability to sustain our local economy and to grow in a way that we can support ourselves. The more pragmatic part of that is also that the largest portion of your tax dollar, if you are a property owner and even as a renter, you know, you're paying rent to someone who is paying school taxes, and your rent money is going towards that bill, and that is the correct. Largest portion of what you pay.
And that's the biggie, folks.
Yeah.
It does concern you because those decisions come right out of your pocketito.
That's right.
And that is why, other than when we do fundraising for a WGXC, that's why we become such nudges about getting folks interested in this and getting you out to vote. It is important. Yep. This coming Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this coming Tuesday.
The 21st.
You better be. I'm going to go around to polling places and look for people.
Yeah, well, I think you should go around. I think you should go out there with a mic and talk to people.
They'll beat me to death.
But we can talk about that later.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's about it for now. I think we should talk about what we're doing next week. We need to have more of a conversation on Monday if we want to do that. Maybe a sort of rundown.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about. We're going to get the information on the elections. Mm-hmm. And the election results. We'll be up all night at election headquarters here.
Well, there are also a few other things that have been happening in the meantime that we haven't been able to talk about in the last couple of weeks, so we could get caught up with that. So between Monday and Tuesday, I'll be back.
Yay! There she is, Lynn Slonica.
Thank you.
With our update, and you should come back in and visit us tomorrow. Tell us about what happened tonight.
Oh, well, I could do that, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody who wants to? Yeah, me. Okay. show of hands. All right. They all agree.
Okay.
Sounds good. With me. I think you should just come, you know, just give us a little briefing on what happened in Cairo-Durham, because that is going to affect a lot of people further down the line also.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a hot race.
Lynn Slonica, education guru and station manager of here at WGXC.